I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Talk about grudges. There's a feud that's been raging on for 14 centuries. We've explained the core issue on our website, but E3 Partners Tom Doyle explains.
The Sunnis, it's the Arab world, and the Shias, the Persian world.
Where the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, an extremist Sunni group, took over, people fled. Remaining Shiite security forces were massacred. It's chaos, but Doyle says church leaders are uniting in prayer and are asking you to stand in the gap with them because
Muslims around the world are sending up an SOS. They're searching. And so we pray for the church that it would be strong, that God would protect them, that they would advance.
Meanwhile, since the end of the civil war in northern Uganda, the country struggled to rebuild. Every Child Ministries is helping drill wells, hoping for more than just clean water. John Rouster of ECM says,
we're able to present the gospel with the people. They really are very open to hearing about Christ and the salvation message, and so that's one of the nice parts of it.
After several attempts, ECM hit water over the weekend thanks to some ants. Pray for northern Uganda to remain open to the gospel. And an international team of Bible school students is helping families pick up the pieces in Japan. They're working alongside Send International in a region devastated by the 2011 tsunami. Send combines church planning and discipleship with their community development efforts in order to bring the gospel to survivors in relevant ways. Find details on who and how the team's helping at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.